Oh my. It's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We're back. Just in case you thought we weren't going to show up today. I'm nervous today. I'm nervous.
You're nervous. You're dressed nice today.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm in my jeans and polo.
We just can't ever get it together,
no,
can we?
No.
One day, you're always looking dapper. I'm never looking dapper. So today, I had meetings and stuff, so I came in, and now you don't look good.
Well,
now you look fine.
I had a rough night last night.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Not going out on the town like that.
Not that kind of rough.
That would have been a lot better experience than what I was doing, watching the Bulls. So I can't decide whether my mood is what it was like this morning when it was torrential downpours and getting kind of crazy windy.
Yes.
You know, kind of angry like that. No, I think I'm more like this weather.
Did you get up?
It's cloudy and sad.
I know.
See, a lot of Bulls fans are angry right now.
Yeah.
I just have sorrow. Because, I mean, listen, the Bulls were supposed to be the white knight.
They're supposed Here to be, they come. They're right in.
They're supposed to be the rebel alliance.
Right,
off the evil empire, you know? Well, they're not. They aren't that team yet.
Now, listen.
They aren't there.
You've got game 5.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
I guess the Heat.
I think you're right.
Hey, we were so close. I mean, you think about it. How many chances the Bulls had and they blew it. But listen, I've just come to the realization, and I think the Bulls are still a good matchup for this team.
Yes.
But they just don't have the experience, and I still think Derrick Rose is too young. You know, I think he kind of wilted last night under some pressure, especially in that overtime period. It's just not their time yet. And that makes me sad because that means it is the Heat's time. And that makes me, I guess, angry a little bit.
Well, and I've got a few questions for you as the show goes on about the Bulls and some thoughts about that. Because, you know, with them getting the number one seed, mm-hmm. they have the best record in the NBA. So one question I'm going to have you tackle during the show today is, not necessarily you, because I mean, you're pretty grounded with this stuff, but for Bulls fans in general, does this make it now more disappointing? Like, do you feel like it's your right to be in the championship because you're the number one seed, whereas let's say the Bulls would have limped in as the 3 seed, which is kind of where mm-hmm. you thought maybe they'd be. They'd win the Central, and then they were in this position. Maybe you wouldn't, temper your expectations,
well,
right?
The expectations changed.
Correct.
At the end of the year, you know, they were in a great season, but it wasn't until the end of the year they made that push.
Yes,
where
they did.
Got that one seed. You know, Boston kind of wilted down the stretch while the Miami Heat had a late run at it, too. But, the expectations changed over the season. If you would have told me we would have played the Miami Heat, played them tough for Eastern Conference Finals in the beginning of the year, heck yeah. I'm taking that as a Bulls fan.
You'd
know,
be fired up.
After being an 8 seed, that's exactly what we were hoping for.
Yes.
When this season started. So in that instance, yeah, but expectations change. They evolve.
Right.
You had an MVP player. He just didn't play like an MVP player down the stretch, and the team missed a lot of opportunities. So, yeah, it is still disappointing.
Yeah. Because
you can go back, look at it. It was a successful season. You know, all the fun that we had during the season. And it's not over. I mean,
let's remind everybody.
Teams here. I mean, 8 teams have done
you
it.
You never know.
8 teams have done it, so we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, it's still disappointing, I think, as a Bulls fan.
Okay, so we're going to tackle that today. And I want to hear from Bulls fans today. I know that we've talked a lot of Bulls, and we haven't gotten a lot of calls on the Bulls, but I know one day you brought up a topic of has this excited you again about basketball? And we had a lot of calls that day saying, you know, I kind of quit watching when Michael retired, but now I'm back. So I want to hear from those guys and gals today. What do you think? Are you excited still about the Bulls? And my question's out there for you. If they would have come in as the 3 seed and done and been in this position they're in now, would you kind of still have the feeling, hey, you know what? It was a great year. Even though it has been, it's been a remarkable year for the Bulls. Maybe a year quicker than a lot of people thought. So the thought that to that then would be, if that's the case, then because you were the number one seed now, are you just more disappointed and mad? But I would assume, and you know I'm not a huge NBA guy. I'm not a Bulls fan. What was that? It's a robin in here whistling. But, you know, it's one of those deals where I think if I was a Bulls fan, I would still be pretty excited about this season in general, knowing now what you've got and how you can kind of build on it, because you know now the team you've got to beat for the next 5 years.
That's what scares me.
Right.
Because I think we saw how good the Heat can be. Oh. Of course, Dwayne Wade didn't play very well.
But yeah, still hasn't.
Just your thoughts. Are you sad like me or are you angry? I mean, Tom Thibodeau running those isolation sacks with Derrick Rose, does that make you angry?
Those are some other questions
Rose,
I have.
Rose missing a lot of shots in there.
Yes, he did.
What do you think? 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. The rest of the show, we got Adam Harris with 670
to score.
Joining us at 3:30. Also, David Jones from the Harrisburg Patriot News. He broke the news that Ed DeChellis will be leaving Penn State. He's been doing a lot of radio shows yesterday. He called me and said, hey, sorry I haven't left a message, but I've been going on and on and on with that news breaking. So he'll join us at the top of the 4 hour. Just kind of let us know what happened there with Ed DeChellis and where does Penn State go from here.
So wait, so the Tay and Jay show doesn't rank at the top for David Jones? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, you can ask him that.
I'm going to ask him that because I'm shocked. I'm shocked that that'd be the case. We're 18 states away. Well, maybe not that many. My geography's not very good.
Well, Ohio,
but I thought we would be up there.
Ohio and Indiana, that makes two.
Okay, so that even makes it more.
16 less.
We should be at the top of his list.
A whole NBA playoff field less than what you originally thought.
I love it. Hey, Cardinals-Padres live from San Diego, loud and clear. The Cardinals going for the sweep. 4:40 is the pregame. 5:35 first pitch on the new home of Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM. 4:40 pregame means that the Tay and Jay show only going until 4:40 today. So if you're going to call, you got to do it in the first 2 hours. 359-2255. That's 359-2255. All right, so are we expecting too much from Derrick Rose? That's a good question there, and I want to throw that out to you. Are we expecting too much of Derrick Rose? Let's do that. Plus your Bulls thoughts next. 359-2255. 359 2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
And it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. You can reach us 359-2255.
Or you can email us, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com. So the Bulls now one game away from, unfortunately, exiting the NBA playoffs. Can they force this thing? Six or seven games.
I think they'll get to six.
Okay.
I think they'll win tomorrow night. That's just kind of the, they kept everything close. I mean,
right.
This could easily be a 3-1 series in favor of the Bulls if they make some shots. Derrick Rose is shooting 36% this series.
How much of that is defense?
Part of it. Part of it is, Miami has the length and the size that they have, and plus the quickness and athleticism. You saw LeBron. Derrick Rose can't score consistently against him. I don't know why Miami didn't do that more often this series because LeBron just drapes Rose. And Rose, the one thing that Rose has to his disadvantage out of all his physical tools is he's 6'2", 6'3".
Correct.
I mean, there's only so much a guy can do against a 6'8 freak of an athlete like LeBron James. So you saw that late in the series. And I think, when you get that length and athleticism around the rim like Bosch, too, it's tough for Derrick Rose, a guy that likes to attack the rim, to get anything clean around there.
Well, and one thing that I think, if I can recall, I think Derrick Rose made a shot to win a state championship in high school, right? But he wasn't shooting over LeBron James.
Well, and I mean, you saw it during the Indiana series. They had some strength, but Derrick Rose can deal with that.
Yes,
it's that height and athleticism because he can get over people. You saw it last night. He had three dunks that were unbelievable.
Yes.
He can get over people, but not guys like LeBron James or Chris Bosh that can jump as high as
right. I felt bad for you because when he took that shot at the end of regulation after they had called the charge on LeBron, great call, by the way. Great job by Ronnie Brewer. I thought, oh, this is going to go in. But he said it was online. It just didn't get there. So,
well, it's just not Derrick Rose's time yet. He's never been in this situation.
Good point.
He was in that Boston series and in that Cleveland series last year. But he's, these playoff failures, in the clutch where it's his ball, it's his time to shine. He hasn't dealt with a lot of those yet. So he missed that free throw. He missed those two shots.
Right.
Now he's got that experience. It took Jordan 7 years to get to the finals.
Yeah.
It took, LeBron's only been to one in his 7 years as a player. Derrick will have his time, but he's just got to get these experiences. And sometimes I think we do expect too much out of him because of what he did. But he does have some limitation. He's not a great jump shooter. I mean, he shot pretty well during the season, but he's still only 30% from behind three. He shot too many last night. But he's going to improve from this. He's a guy that's a gym rat, going to go watch this film, improve from this.
I agree. I think Derrick Rose improved from last year's shooting, and he will take the same leaps into this next season, although this year's not over yet. Tony in Charleston. Tony, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
I was wondering, do you think that, you know, the games have been pretty close with the Bulls, and do you think that, you know, they just lost confidence after, you know, Oprah took that night from them, you know? Because they were winning. And then, you know, it's like Oprah says, well, this is, you know, I'm taking the show, and y'all can't have the stadium, so... You know, do you think it's sort of like knock the wind out of them and saying, you know, well, who does Oprah, you know, why does she get the night? You know, it's a championship game,
Now, Tony, I've heard blaming Thibodeau, I've heard blaming Boozer, blaming Rose, blaming the refs.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard blaming Oprah yet for all
of
this.
That's a new one.
That's a good one. But, no, I think they did lose their confidence. I think that's definite. You know, you haven't seen the same energy out of this team. You saw it at the beginning of last night. After Dwayne Wade missed that dunk, the Bulls went on a 19-2 run or something like that. You saw that confidence and swagger. But then once the Heat punched back, it didn't look like the Bulls. The Bulls were sitting there like, oh, here they go again. The superstars are coming back at us.
Yeah, I agree.
That is funny, Tony. I hadn't even thought of that angle yet. But, you know, let's blame it on Oprah, shall we?
That's who I would blame, you know.
Okay.
She's got so much. She can handle a little, you know, Bulls blame.
She had to just close off her career right when the Bulls were playing for an NBA championship.
Who schedules something like that during the playoffs? You know, the Bulls ain't gonna make it. We might as well let Oprah have the stadium that night.
Oh, this is great. That is such a guy's angle at looking at things.
Yeah, what has Oprah done for us?
I mean, what the heck? This is sports. This is the number one thing in the world. We don't care about anything else.
She's got her own studio. Why does she need the arena?
Well, Tony, hey, I'm not disagreeing with you. And I think that you have thrown out something that we can all
just take
rally
the
around.
Momentum. Oprah took all the momentum from game one.
Let's
and just
rally.
Tossed it aside.
I love it. Tony,
have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, let's pick at the United Center for game five.
You want to?
Yeah. No more Oprah. I guess there is going to be no more Oprah.
I guess the
last show to this today.
I don't even know. I think so. Let's go to Chase in Champaign. Chase, are you blaming Oprah?
I am not blaming Oprah, actually. I still have the Bulls in seven. I'm going to call it right now. I think Thibodeau won Coach of the Year, and not just for his defense, but also just for his hardworking mentality. And I would have loved to have heard what he told the guys after the game on the plane right back to Chicago. But also, I want to mention something real quick about a point you guys made a couple of days ago about, like, the line drives and the hitting the head pitches, you know?
Right.
If you guys remember a few seasons ago, an ex-Cub who actually had a very good year for us in the 2003 season, Matt Clement,
took
a line drive off the back of the head, and he hasn't been the same ever since as well. I don't know if he's even in the majors anymore, to be honest with you.
I forgot about that because he actually was signed by the Cardinals for a year
he did not do anything. I know that.
Wow. Chase, I'd forgotten about Matt Clement. Good stuff.
And also, I was at the U of I game on Friday.
Awesome, wasn't it?
It was one of those things that you can, you know, I don't know if it's too cliche to say or not, but to tell your grandkids if they go to the U of I someday, I was at the Big Ten Championship, one of the games that helped them get to the title. So,
you know what, Chase, I don't think there's any reason to, I mean, because I think, you know, as sports fans, and that's what we are,
mm-hmm.
I think it's fun to be at an event when something cool happens, you know, and even if it's...
I prefer dull sporting events.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. But I mean monumental. And I mean, that's not, huge by any means, but it's cool to know that you were there and you were part of that, and they'll be talking about that forever. You know Dan Hartlib will remember it forever, so I think that's cool, Chase.
Mm-hmm.
All
and
right.
One final point for you, Lon.
Uh-oh.
I will be going... the SIU Carbondale Law School next semester. So
nice.
I'll be looking just like you. So
you know what? You're going to love it down there.
I went down and toured the campus, and it's one of the prettiest things I've ever seen.
Well, that's cool. Are you going to be living on campus or off?
I am on campus in the Wall and Grand, the new apartments down there. So.
Okay, yeah, and that's even new to me. So
yeah, they have a couple hills down there. What, is that what you call them? Hills?
Hills.
Cell phone signal was not a major priority down there. So.
There you go. Well, Chase, congratulations on that, and good luck in law school.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that's Chase going to SIU, obviously a kid that knows what he's doing in life.
Could you have made it through law school?
No, are you kidding me? I got into the exact...
I think think you're brighter than you let on.
As my mom would always say, what did Tommy Herr hit last year when I didn't know what anything in school? And I'm like, oh, he hit 324 with 26 home runs. And I rip off. She's like, Ceylon, I think if you like it, you know you can do it. But no, I would not.
If you apply yourself.
No, I went into radio TV for a reason, and that is because you didn't have to take these huge tests. You had to go do performance stuff.
You talked.
I talked, and that's my strength.
You're pretty good at that.
You got to know your strengths.
Anyway, looked up Matt Clement before we get to Adam Harris from 6'7", score, talk some more Bulls.
Yes.
On July 26, 2005, that's when Clement was struck in the head by a line drive from Carl Crawford, who played for the Tampa Bay Rays there. Then he played in 12 starts in 2006 after recovering that 6.61 ERA. Then he missed the 2007 season, rehabilitating from an injury, a shoulder injury. And then 2008, signed with the Cardinals, but never got really back up. So, Matt Clement done in by another line drive to the head. That's stuff you don't want to mess with.
No.
And it's going to be interesting to see what Justin Morneau does from here. He's really struggled this year after last year, missing most half of the second half of the season because of getting hit in the head.
Well, and Marlon Byrd, we certainly hope, can come back because he's done a great job with the Chicago Cubs to date. We've got another call. Let's do that. Let's go to Brian in the big town of Hinesboro. Brian, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, did you guys notice a couple plays? I swear they had a 2-on-1 fast break, and they just pulled the ball out.
Yeah,
They didn't go to the hoop or nothing. And I was just thinking, what are they doing?
Yeah, offensively, Brian, I can't tell you what they've been doing the last three games. It seems like they've just stagnated, whether it's Rose just not getting into the offense or whether it's the players not moving. But, yeah, the fast break, that's what was really working for the Bulls last night. I think they had about 30 fast break points. And, Ronnie Brewer one time, I think it was, just stopped, didn't pass it into the post, and it was a 2-on-1, and instead pulled it out, and it made no sense because the Bulls have to get easy buckets against the Heat if they want to win this game. We've seen that because the Heat made up for all the fast break points with free throws. So, they passed up a couple easy opportunities to try and at least get something close around the rim.
I don't know what they're doing. Korver can't make a shot.
He's useless right now.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know what he's doing on the floor at all. He can't play defense, so, he's pointless.
That's the one thing I really question with Thibodeau is why is Korver on the court? I know you need points, but when he misses his first couple shots, there's no point.
Just get him out.
He panicked. Yep. Fourth quarter, he was in for a long time. He's panicking. He had a lot of turnovers, had a lot of bad passes. His shots. He's not getting set shots, and that's when he's good. He's coming off screens and taking these contested shots. Shots that he's just not good at.
No.
He's got his weight shifted left or right every single shot.
And that's a good point. And that is the case from last night. It seemed like every time he shot, he was fading one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't get it. And Bang's not. It's like game one, he was, slashing through the lanes, and he's just standing around. I don't know.
Well, Brian, let me ask you and Jeremy this, and then we got to go. We're going to get Adam Harris on. But how much of that do you credit to the Heat defense, though?
Oh, a lot of it. They play really good defense. That's what they do. They play really good defense, and that's why I think they'll beat the Mavs easy.
Interesting. All right, Brian, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you take care. That's Brian from Hinesboro.
I think the Heat took him out of that game in the game two, and ever since then, the Bulls have just kind of questioned themselves.
Yeah.
And the intensity hasn't been there. And if you're the Bulls, you have to outwork and you have to out-discipline, really, a Miami Heat. And the Miami Heat took some quick shots, and they took some bad shots that kept the Bulls around. But at the same time, the Bulls didn't take good shots, and they really forced things and let the clock run down.
Yeah.
It'd be like 14 seconds before they really got into their offense.
The Mavs game is tonight, right? The Mavs have a chance to wrap that series up tonight, so I got a place for you to go to watch that. All right, I can take care of you on the food. I can take care of you on the drink specials. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
It's Murphy's Pub. How about this on Fridays? We say this every Friday when we're in here doing this. I just can't. It just sounds so good. It's ridiculous. But $5.50 every day, Monday through Saturday, $5.50 sandwich and fries.
And today. Today, I know you're talking about Friday, but Wednesday, if you want to go watch that game tonight, $5.50 mega bacon cheeseburger with fries, the best fries in Champaign-Urbana. Also, logo night, so they have their logo glass special, $2 refills. Can't beat it.
And, of course, on Fridays, $2 pints of Budweiser. There's 20 plasma screen TVs there at Murphy's Pub. You can dine in. You can carry out. They're at the heart of Campus Town on the corner of 6th and Green. Murphy's Pub, it is an Illinois tradition.
Well, we got to get Adam Harris from 670 to score on here. I know he's anxious to share his Bulls thoughts, so we'll do that next. And the Tane J Show, 93.5,
95.3. The new Connect FM. Wait for it. There it is. Tane J Show, 93.5,
95.3.
The new Connect FM.
And we're talking Chicago Bulls down 3-1 to the Miami Heat. We're bringing on Adam Harris from 670 to score up in Chicago. Adam, are you ready to talk baseball? Because I think we're going to have to in about a week or two here.
Yeah, I got the White Sox game on right now. They're losing 2-1 in the ninth, but it's a 3-0 count with only one out. So, you know, never know what's going to happen.
How's Gavin Floyd looking?
Gavin Floyd looked great today. You know, he threw, I think it was 7-plus. Just the Sox offense didn't show up. Like, they needed some more Carlos Quinton today.
Well, three home runs. You can't ask for more than that, I guess, in a week, right. Let alone one day.
Right, exactly. You know, yesterday was pretty unbelievable with the rain delay. We were broadcasting the game, and the Sox game got over at about 1:20. Post-game show got over about 2 in the morning.
Mm. All right, we're being facetious. The Chicago Bulls down 3-1, lost one. They should have won yesterday, Adam. Are you packing it in? Because I know I am. The Heat are just too good, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of what we've been thinking, dreading happening this whole time is, LeBron James is an absolute superstar, and in the playoffs, you need superstars to win. But, you know, I was saying this whole time that bench and defense and coaching, that's what helps win championships. And the Bulls didn't even really use their bench yesterday, and they kind of got away from their whole identity and what makes them good. And Boozer played 49-plus minutes, and I did the math. It was Rose, Dang, Boozer, and Noah. You know, average how many minutes those guys played, and it was 46 minutes a person, and their bench only scored, what, like 20 points? It's one of those things where you're looking for the Bulls to kind of fall back into what works for them in a must-win game, and they didn't play like Chicago Bulls basketball all year, and that's what I didn't understand.
Yeah, it almost feels desperate on their end, the fact that they're going to keep the starters in. We're talking to Adam Harris, 670 the score, And Adam, I mean, you know, does it alarm you that the Heat have been able to do this and Dwayne Wade really hasn't done much?
Yeah, I guess it kind of alarms me. But then again, you look at what LeBron James did with even, you know, with Mo Williams as the second best player the past few years. And it's all about LeBron, and it sucks to say, but, you know, he's the best player in basketball and he's the most dominant force. And Derrick Rose, it's all about LeBron, so it surprised me a little bit that Wade hasn't really shown up that much, but, you know, not really, because it's LeBron James is on your team, and that's the whole key to the Heat, and that's why they signed all these people, because if one superstar's off, I mean, you know, Derrick Rose did not look, he looked kind of scared when LeBron was on him. You know, they switched LeBron over to him, and Rose kind of shriveled up a little bit and didn't really play his game, and I didn't agree with Thibodeau isolating him at the end of the game twice, when all I think they've been doing in their success all year has been screen and roll, screen and pop, screen and get a step and go to the lane. You know, that's their whole game, is they screen and then they have many options, and Rose knows to look at the other options. But they isoed him with LeBron, and I didn't understand that.
Adam, I was going to ask you that. What is Chicago saying about those shots, those isolations?
That's exactly what everyone's kind of thinking up here, is they didn't understand the isolation. You know, LeBron's a great defender, and Rose can't shoot over him like he tried, and Rose's shot to the right is not his shot. You could totally tell he was uncomfortable. It's just, LeBron's a great defender, and he's a very versatile defender. You heard Steve Kerr say that through the whole broadcast, that, you know, a 6'8", 260, 270 guy that can guard a point guard is an invaluable asset to the club. And that's exactly what they did. They put him on him when they needed to stop. And, you know, each of those shots, I didn't think either of them were going in.
Talking with Adam Harris from 670 to score up in Chicago. Adam, were we asking too much out of Derrick Rose, the 22-year-old MVP? Or I think he's totally fair for criticism. You know, he gets the criticism for shooting 8 of 27, but did he almost make the expectations too high for himself?
No, he takes the criticism. You know, he blames this loss on himself, and he's done that before this year. I'm not concerned with Rose and the criticism. I think that he deserves it, and I think he understands he deserves it sometimes, and he is the MVP of the league, and it's okay that an MVP has a bad game or two, but it came down to experience in this series. I mean, the series isn't over, but it came down to experience where you look at the Heat, and they have Wade, who's won a championship, gone through the playoffs by himself many times, and LeBron's gone through the playoffs by himself many times, many finals, many conference finals. And then you have even a guy like Udonis Haslem, who's gone through the playoffs. He has a championship. It's one of those things where you could totally tell that experience really helped the Miami Heat in this situation because they never faltered. They didn't fluster after game one at all. And the Bulls, they have playoff experience on their team. Dang's got a lot of it. And Rose actually has a decent amount for as long as he's been in the league. And Noah does too, but it's not the same type of experience that the Heat have. It's not Eastern Conference playoff experience. It's not that intense of a thing. It's, you know, playing the Pistons and getting knocked out in the second round experience. That's the type of experience they have, and it really showed.
Talking with Adam Harris from 670 Score Up in Chicago. So Adam, where do we go from here? I mean, what do the Bulls come out and do game five Friday night? Do you think they give a puncher's chance here and try and pull out a win and at least force a game six? Do you like their chances in doing that?
I think that they could pull out a win in game five. I'm not too confident that even if that happens that they can bring it back and beat them in Miami. You know, but you never know with the Bulls team. They could just all of a sudden get hot. Like, the key is let's say Dang gets hot or Korver gets hot or something like that, then that could take a lot of pressure off Rose and they could win, but I just don't see it happening. I think the Heat are going to try and wrap this thing up right away. They had a reason to have a letdown game last night and they didn't. So I don't see any reason why they're going to have another letdown game.
Adam, we got about a minute left. What do the Bulls need after this season? With this series wraps up the way we think it's going to go, is it just getting a two guard, somebody else that can make or create a shot alongside Rose, or do they need to get Bull? I'm thinking Dwight Howard. Let's go for it.
Yes.
Huh?
No, that's what they need. They need a top 10, top 15 maybe player to help out Rose because Rose is a point guard. And we've talked about this the whole time I've been on with you guys,
Yep. That
it's hard to win a championship with a point guard, and you're seeing why. Because a point guard can wear down at the end of the game, can't win the game for you because he has to do everything. Get open for the inbound pass, bring the ball up the court, call the offense, run the offense, then get open and finish the offense. He needs a top 10 guy. You know, that's what he needs. He doesn't need another one of those decent shooting guards because he can't do everything in order to win. And you've seen it throughout the history. Best player on your team can't be a point guard if you're going to win a championship. That's my belief.
Adam Harris, 670 The Score. I guess, you know, all it takes, just get another win. Just win game five. Take a deep breath. You played well at Miami. You just never know.
They should talk to the Blackhawks because the Blackhawks,
you know what? Exactly.
Brought it all the way back. You know, that's the mentality they need to have.
It's a good point. Adam, thank you so much. We always enjoy visiting with you.
Oh, I love talking to you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Adam Harris, 670 The Score, not on the L this time, bringing us Chicago flavor, but he does a good job of kind of wrapping things up. And
he might not want to do that, though, because I'm guessing some people in Chicago are pretty upset today. I mean, this is the team. I mean,
I know it.
This is such a likable team, and now you're seeing what the weaknesses were, what everyone was kind of saying nationally about this team.
Yes.
Is that Derrick Rose is a great player, but the guys around him aren't good enough, and maybe Derrick isn't good enough yet. And I think that's true. I think they need to get something. I think Miami's showing you. You need superstars and more than one of them to win.
I've told you before, my brother lives up in Chicago, and I've got a question for you when we return about that. And the Bulls. Tanjay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.